Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Money Watch ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Welcome to the Eye on Money show. It is Tuesday, July 12th. No, it's not, Mark, because that would mean we're on vacation. So we're putting this in the can early. Where will you be in July when I take some time off? Are you going away? Or are you going to, what are you going to do?
No, July will be mainly around here. June, we're going, first time ever. I grew up in the Northeast. First time ever, we're going to Cape Cod.
Oh, really?
So that will have already happened.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear all about that. Do I know where you're going on the Cape? Do you know where you're going on the Cape?
Very good friend of mine moved there from New York. He moved there during the pandemic. He's now there full time. He is in a town called Orleans.
Oh, Orleans, of course. By the way, have fun on that Route 6. It makes the Montauk Highway look easy because there's no ditch out way to go. So good luck on your ride up. Pack a lot of snacks and have some really good things queued up to listen to. All right. This is the program that takes the mystery out of your financial life. We do that by encouraging you to ask us questions. You can do that by going to our website. It's jillonmoney.com. And when you're there, you just click the Contact Us button. See how easy that is? We make it easy for you. Okay, today, I love this more than anything else. This is happening more and more where we have couples joining us together. Isn't that great, Mark? Because it does sort of mean that people are starting to share information and take responsibility. And sometimes we get to be the arbiter of a fight between a couple. So hopefully that happens. It's good tension for the show. We are joined by Al and Katie. They're on the line from Michigan. Is there a fight at the root of this, or is this just general?
No fights, just mostly general.
That's not good for the show. We want there to be drama.
Well, one of your last questions, I bet that there is some drama. We'll see.
Okay, good. Okay, great. Where are we? What's happening? What brings you to our airwaves?
Yeah, I've been listening for many years now. I love all your advice. So I wanted to reach out to make sure that we're on track. So we're both, 39. We have a 2-year-old little girl. And we just want to make sure that we're doing all the right things to make sure that we'll be able to retire on time and be able to support our child when she goes off to college eventually.
Okay. Only one kid?
Yep. We have one little girl, 2 dogs, 2 cats.
So no more kids?
No. At least I don't.
Katie, is Katie quiet on that? Katie, any more children or not?
No more kids.
I love that. She's like all set. So tell us about your earnings and what else is going on in your financial life.
Yes. So combined, we make about $265,000. I get a bonus between $20,000 or $25,000 a year. Katie doesn't get a bonus.
You mean on top of the $265,000 or part of the $265,000 is that
on top
bonus?
Of the $265,000?
So $265,000 is your base. You get another $20,000 to $25,000 in bonus, right?
Yes.
Okay. And tell us about the retirement contributions you guys are making on that money.
Yep. So we're both maxing out our 401ks. Neither of us have a Roth option. Our 401k balances. So my current workplace is about 100. Then I have another 100 in a rollover. Then Katie has in total around 270 in her 401k balance.
Okay. And your current plan, is it a decent plan or not so much?
It's pretty decent.
Any reason why we shouldn't move the rollover into the current plan?
No, I just never thought of that.
Just to make it all tidy. Whatever. It might be easier if you want to do backdoor Roths, and we'll see if that's even possible for you guys. Okay. So you got this 2-year-old kid and 2-year-old. How are we paying for care of this child?
So she's in daycare. That costs about $1,100 a month for that. And then we do have a $529 for her. Her grandparents have contributed a decent amount. So the grandparents, they've contributed, as of right now, I think the balance is $38,000. And then our balance for the Michigan plan is around $8,000.
How's the cash flow?
Cash flow is pretty good. I say on average, we probably, after paying our bills, we probably have maybe $2,000 to $3,000 left over every month. I'd say our monthly expenses are probably around $6,500 on an average month. I take about $1,000 a month that I put into my a separate brokerage account.
Ooh, tell us about the brokerage account.
Yeah, I have one that has a balance about $130. And Katie also has her own, and the balance is around $65,000, I believe.
Do you guys have different investment philosophies? Is that why you have two different accounts?
Yes.
Yeah. I have a Betterment account that has about $65,000. And honestly, Al is kind of much more, I'll say, focused and interested in finances. I kind of put money away and then don't think about it as often. So I think he's more into
hands-on, if you will.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It could be that you're doing better because you are more hands-off. That happens quite a bit. Oh. So, Katie, tell us about the house. How much is the house worth, would you say?
I bought this house in 2012 for $120,000, and the market now, we probably could sell it for double at $240,000. But then again, we'd have to, we'd have to move. So our monthly,
what's the mortgage that's outstanding on the house?
About $70,000.
And what's the interest rate?
3.75.
And is it a 30 year?
Yes. We are paying extra on it though.
No.
Well, my thought on that is, so we plan on maybe moving in the next 3 to 5 years.
Oh,
so
then definitely can't pay it down. Then you shouldn't pay it down. Wait a minute. There's this like an illusion that we play a game with ourselves. If you're going to move, you absolutely should not pay it down. Absolutely should not. Because you want to preserve your cash for the next transaction. Tell us about the next house. What do you think is going to happen?
It'll probably cost around $450 at the max.
Do you have anything else like in terms of your bank account? Like what's in the, forgetting about the brokerage accounts, just safe money in the bank.
Yeah. So I keep around $30,000 in cash on hand. And then Katie, what do you have on hand?
About the same. I've got about $10,000 in checking and $20,000 in a money market. We have a joint account for our shared expenses, but then we both keep kind of separate personal accounts.
Now, I guess the other question, Mark, is what do we want to do about the 529? Because to some extent, I don't want to like go crazy. I mean, talk a little bit about the grandparents, what their plans are. Are they doing this like on a methodical basis? Are they really going to be able to foot the bill for a lot of the college savings, or do you think you need to step up your 529 contributions?
I think like my end goal is probably to have maybe around 200 for when our little girl starts college. And I'm not really sure if the grandparents are going to fit the whole bill? Because we probably contribute ourselves probably around two grand a year.
So, Mark, we have this cash flow. We're going to soak some of it up with the Roth, with the backdoor Roth. How much should go into the 529?
I would probably put probably maybe $7,000-$8,000 a year into the 529, and then the rest I would put into your brokerage.
Right, because we want you to build up the brokerage account because we're going to have to think about the move, right? So instead of paying down the extra on the mortgage, we want you to be funding these different pieces. Now, it may be that the money is all just sort of piling up in your brokerage accounts, which is part of the reason you have all this money. But, you know, it seems to me that if you're going to move, and the genesis of the move is about a school system, perhaps, is that what you're thinking?
Yep. Yep. Just a little better of a better school district. It's literally a mile up the street.
All right. So, I mean, and if you're going to move, just move to where you want to move, right? And one of the nicest things about having this house that, you know, you bought so long ago is that, you know, you were able to capture so much of the housing market here. So you're brilliant, Katie, obviously.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Let's just say you did it today, okay? I'm not saying that you have to, you know, put just 20% down. If it makes you feel a little bit more comfortable to put like 30% down instead of 20% down, depending on where rates are when this actually happens. Let's say you did it today and you put 150 down and you had a $300,000 mortgage, you'd be able to absorb that. You'd be fine. You really would be. And the question really becomes, you know, at that point, will you be able to do everything you're doing right now? I don't know. Your housing expense is going to rise, but that's okay. Hopefully you'll be making more money as well. So I think this is a game plan worth executing, and you've got the cash flow to do it. And again, the real reason that we don't want you to, you know, sort of pay down this mortgage is that it's really going to be much better for you guys to have the flexibility of having the cash on hand and even in the brokerage accounts than not. All right. You ready for the part of the conversation, Katie, that's going to be more uncomfortable?
Sure.
Because something's coming up. I feel it coming up. Tell us about your life insurance and your estate planning.
Oh boy.
So
here we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So we know we have to complete a will and get all of that estate planning done. And then I have a question related to life insurance. We met with a financial advisor a while ago, and I felt like he was pushing selling us additional life insurance with the explaining that you want to protect your revenue in the worst case scenario that one of us passes away. But then in my mind, I'm like, why not just put that money towards an investment account that you're going to have regardless?
Okay. Was he suggesting term life insurance or a different kind of life insurance?
No. So he wanted to create like a portfolio of full life insurance and then like a small portion towards the term.
So just so everyone is hearing this, we can sniff this out like crazy. So when the in quote unquote advisor is saying you should have whole life or permanent life insurance because, you know, life insurance companies have been shown, she says, dripping with sarcasm, that they can do so much better with your money than you can. Terrible, terrible idea. How much life insurance do you have currently?
So I have life insurance through work. So it's like 4 times my base salary. So it's around probably 525 maybe. And I don't believe Katie has any life insurance through work.
Right.
God forbid. Katie, if you drop dead tomorrow, we need help in the house though, right? For the kid?
Yes.
Definitely. Yes. Okay. Right. Okay. So can you buy, Al, can you buy insurance for her?
No, we don't have that option.
I think you should go check out term life insurance. Oh, wait, first, Al, can you buy more from your company or not?
No, that's not an option either.
Okay. So why don't you look at $500,000 of term life insurance? You want to get 20-year level term, okay? It stays in place for 20 years. You won't need it for 20 years. You probably really only need 15-year. Let's do 15-year level term. 15-year level term insurance stays in place for 15 years. I'll get $500,000. Katie get $750,000 or $100,000. Do you guys make about the same amount of money? Who makes more?
It's honestly about the same.
So why don't you look, Katie, same thing. Look at $750,000 or $1 million. 15-year level term, get that in place, and you'll pay the bill, big deal. You're absolutely right, Katie. The idea that putting money in a larded up, high-fee insurance policy is going to be better than you guys putting the money in your Betterment accounts, no way. Your instinct is 100% correct. So I agree. What about your wills?
Yeah, so we agree on everything except the custody portion of.
Okay, let's make it. Mark, will you take this girl? You want another kid. Thea can have a sister. Can we just settle this once and for all? Is there someone that you can both agree on besides making it the best person? Just someone as a placeholder? Can one of your parents do this or not? Or is this a sibling? What's the situation?
We both like our siblings to be the one. So we have like a top three. We agree who's in the top three, but we disagree who should be number one.
Does mommy have a sister?
Yes.
Is mommy's sister in the top three?
Yes.
She wins. I just decided. Do you like that?
I win.
I'll tell you what happens. This is of course, I only do this by accident, which is, you know, I only have one sister. Basic planning, I have just always found that it's like mommy's sister usually is the closest in like touch, feel, sense. Who else is in the top three?
My sister is also in the top three.
So who's the third? Is there a brother?
We have a friend that would
no be. No friend. Let's go to the in-laws. The brother-in-law on both sides. Do you like or not like? Who do you like better? Whose brother-in-law do you like better?
Mine.
We're going to say our own, yeah.
I think the, you know, both of our sisters and husbands would be great. It's just who's the best.
That's where we're at. Have you talked to everyone about this? Like, I mean, do you think that there is a possibility that one or the other says like, ooh, that's hard for me?
No, I think they would both be up for it. So my sister is the younger of the two sisters. So my logic would be let my sister be first. And then if she didn't want, then we would give it to Katie's sister.
I mean, I don't know what to say about this except to say you're not going to make a bad decision and things can change, you know, like it's all right. You know what I mean? Like it's okay. Like who lives closer?
My sister.
Okay. And Al, where's your sister live? Far away?
Well, she's in California now, but they do plan on relocating to Michigan. And Katie's
Can I just do this? Katie's in Ohio? Mm-hmm. No one's nearby.
Right. No one's local.
Why don't you just name Katie's sister for now to get it done? God forbid something bad happens. It doesn't matter really who it is in the moment. Somebody has to be named because if not, they're both going to fight about it. Like if you guys, God forbid, you're going out to dinner tonight, you get hit by a Mack truck and you both die. Now, you know what happens? State law of Michigan will assign who gets this kid. And I don't know what that state law says. It might be even your parents. I don't know. But the reality is, from my perspective, naming somebody, just get it done. And I mean, I am just always partial to the mom's sister, but that could be wrong. But like, get it done. And hopefully this is all going to be moot and you won't matter. It'll be like, who cares? It's done.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. All right, Katie, I think we won.
We won. Mm. We won.
I know the hammer has come down. Are you like Alan, Katie? Do you need to actually get some stuff done? We really would encourage you to get it going. If you need a nudge, if you need Aunt Jill to bring the hammer down, you need Uncle Mark to help nudge you along, we are delighted to do that. Just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, and tell us what's going on. We really would be happy to help out. Remember, you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter on the website and follow Eye on Money wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget to try our other broadcast, which is daily. It's called Jill on Money. All right, let's see what else. Some business. Mark Talercio is the co-host and the executive producer. We're distributed by CBS. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. We ask that you put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. And remember that our mantra is curiosity, compassion, community. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.